Sam Edwards on BBC Radio Cambridgeshire.
I've always wondered what that weird noise is at the end of Wonderwall by Oasis. If anyone knows, then please do let me know. Otherwise, I will go on not being able to sleep at night. This is BBC Radio Cambridgeshire Drive Time. Sam Edwards with you through until 7pm. After 6 o'clock, we turn our attention to the world of sport, looking ahead to all the weekend's ongoings. But at 10 minutes to 5, we also have a sporting theme. The Rugby World Cup set for a big weekend. Argentina v Georgia just kicked off now in Gloucester. Not necessarily the most high profile of games, but all the home nations in action over the next couple of days. The big one, England v Wales at Twickenham on Saturday at 8pm. But a rugby team from Cambridgeshire have already returned to our county, crowned as world champions. That team is the Cottenham Renegades. Winger Eddie Murphy and fly half Andrew Mackay with me. Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You are winners of the smallest Rugby Club World Cup. Tell me more, please.
The smallest Rugby Club World Cup is a competition that was designed to support grassroots rugby in and around the time of the World Cup itself. It's a competition that's limited to clubs that don't have their own clubhouse or their own pitch and only play one team. So it's quite restricted in terms of entry. And so we got wind of it some months ago and we thought, actually, that's a really good idea. Why don't we see if we can participate? So we entered and we went down last Saturday without much idea of what to expect and had a fantastic day.
And you say you went down. Where was it being held?
It was being held at the playing fields of the Kingston University in Surrey. And we had teams from all over the UK, teams from Wales, teams from England, and even a team from Malta.
OK, so when we say World Cup, perhaps not necessarily...
There is an element of exaggeration there.
It is a bit American in that regard, a World Series just for teams from England and Wales.
And Malta.
But hey, look, you won it, 12 teams. Andrew, surpassing your expectations?
Very much so. I don't think we had any expectations going into the day. We really didn't know what to expect. So when we turned up and having been caught in traffic in London and then got changed and straight onto the pitch for a game, you know, we really didn't know how it would go, how we would do, what the other teams were like.
And this was still 15 aside, was it?
15 aside, 10 minutes games, and you had three teams in each pool. So slowly, despite seeing some of these teams with some pretty big lads, we started to win games and we started to feel a bit more confident. So throughout the day, you could definitely see in the team people starting to take things a little bit more seriously than we did at the start.
So this is it. So you won your group semi-final, final. So 15 players on a pitch of 80 minutes rugby, but this was 15 players. And you say 10-minute
yeah, 10 halves. Minutes, 10 minutes a half, and we ended up playing four games throughout the day.
So it was the equivalent of a full game of rugby, but spread out that way is extremely tiring.
Yeah, very long day.
Trophy cabinet then, you need one now, do you?
We've got one already.
Oh, there you go.
We've got an extra one that to put in it and one that we get to keep this time, which is nice.
There you go. So obviously it was a great day down in London, and if anyone's doubting just the level of effort that Cottenham Renegades put in, Andrew, who's the fly half, is bearing pure example of the effort. Tell us what your situation is, Andrew.
Well, yeah, fortunately I managed to make it all the way through to the final. And then I'm normally quite good at keeping myself out of trouble, but managed to get myself caught at the bottom of a ruck. And I think their 22 stone prop forward rolled on me and separated shoulder and a
Ouch.
Sling for a couple of weeks.
You are in a white sling, your right arm across your chest. Looks painful. It's why I played football and table tennis.
Well, it's all worth it to be a World Cup champion.
Well, there you go. And are you worldwide celebrities? I mean, Eddie, I know your name is Eddie Murphy anyway, which I'm sure you've obviously had a lot of comments of over the years.
I usually disappoint, yes.
but are you being recognised now as world champions?
I think world champions in Cottenham, certainly. outside that, it gets a little bit more sketchy. But yeah, we had some nice coverage in the Cambridge Evening News during the week.
Yeah, and we're currently planning the Open Top bus tour at the village fete. That's got to be done.
And when is this?
This would be, I think it's in October sometimes.
18th of October.
18th of October.
And the local villagers have taken a nod from the Olympics and painted our local post box the colour of the team, which is red.
That is absolutely superb. You mentioned that it was quite strict criteria. You had to only be able to feel one team during the season. You can't own your own pitch or your own clubhouse, and you've got to play more than 10 games to stop college teams essentially applying, I guess that was. Where do you play then, Eddie?
We normally play at Cottenham Village College for our games, and we train on the recreation ground in Cottenham. So if you are interested in rugby and would like to join a really friendly, progressive team, then come along to the recreation ground in Cottenham at 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings, and we'd love to for you to join us.
Will you get a star put on your above your crest now? You know, when people are world champions, they have a star added on, don't they?
I think that's a great idea.
I think we'll work on that.
We're watching Argentina, Georgia at the minute as well. Big weekend for the Rugby World Cup. Have you both been getting into it?
Yes, it's very exciting. You can possibly tell from my accent that I'm cheering for the guys in green.
The Irish.
And hopefully they will do a little bit better than they did against England last time.
And I'm watching Ireland on Sunday. They are playing, is it Romania, yes. at Wembley.
Right.
So I'm going to watch that one. But yeah, ranked second in the world then, Ireland, you confident?
Confident, I'm hopeful, but we'll see what happens. I think England are looking very strong, and there are some good Antipodean teams that are going to take some beating as well.
Great use of the word Antipodean, by the way. Andrew, who's your team?
Well, actually, I do have split loyalties. I'm English and my mother's Irish as well, so...
I thought you were going to say Welsh then. No, that's explosive.
Very, very fortunately not on this occasion, but so it will depend on who's doing the best in the tournament, but I think if push comes to shove, it will have to be England, with them being the hosts.
Great stuff. Well, Andrew Mackay there, Eddie Murphy, both from Cottenham Renegades Rugby Club, who are the world champions, smallest Rugby Club World Cup champions. Congratulations, guys. And yeah, hopefully your shoulder gets better soon, Andrew.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Great stuff. And as I said, we'll be bringing you more sporting action after 6 o'clock here on Drive Time.